Biden admin, DoD sued for canceling Sound of Freedom film screenings. By Simon Kent on December 24, 2023. A lawsuit was filed Thursday by the Heritage Foundation's Oversight Project to compel the Biden administration and the Department of Defense, DoD, to produce all records concerning screenings of the hit movie Sound of Freedom after U.S. Southern Command, Southcom, abruptly canceled screenings without explanation earlier this year. As Breitbart News reported, the screenings were called off after two journalists from the Military Times contacted Southcom about the planned events. In their subsequent hit piece, the reporters disparagingly described the movie as QAnon-embraced and Christian faith-based in what appeared to be an attempt to discredit the movie's artistic legitimacy. They acted even as it went on to be a runaway success through the summer and has since grossed more than $182 million domestically. The article also cast aspersions on Tim Ballard, the real-life inspiration for the movie whose career as a Homeland Security agent led to his ongoing personal mission to rescue children from sex trafficking rings. Sound of Freedom depicts the horrors of sex trafficking and efforts to rescue children from sex trafficking in the Americas and the Caribbean. Related, exclusive, Sound of Freedom's Tim Ballard on trafficking of children in the United States. As Southcom routinely works with partners in Central and South America, as well as the Caribbean, it has a vested interest in ensuring that its personnel are well aware of issues surrounding human trafficking in the region, the lawsuit states. This legal action, as first filed and reported by Heritage.org, comes after DoD refused to comply with the Oversight Project's Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, request for the same documents. As Breitbart News reported, former President Donald Trump hosted a special screening of the movie at his club in Bedminster, New Jersey, where he praised the movie and later vowed to make human trafficking a capital offense. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.